Tri-County. How long have you been? For folks, you know, you got a lot of friends back here in Southwest Nebraska, I know, are dying to hear from you. How long you been at Tri-County now?
My kids started there in 2004, and then I've been coaching there since 2007.
Wow, so you're going on year 13, 14 or so, and I bet you're having a ball, aren't you?
Oh, having the time of my life right now.
And especially when you win football games and you're where you're at right now, it makes it even a lot more fun and special, doesn't it?
It really does, you know, because we've been on the other side of things too. So this has kind of been a really special season for us.
You know, 7-4 last year, undefeated this year. Did you have a feeling that with all those kids coming back this year, all that experience back, that, hey, there's no reason why we can't make a run deep in the playoffs?
That was our kids put in a lot of work because they were very, very disappointed last year in that quarterfinal loss to Cross County. And we only had three seniors on last year's team. And this year, and they were very, very vital parts to our offense and defense. And we just didn't know how we would fill those spaces, but we just had a really good feeling with everybody returning in the skills and the front line. I mean, it's just, we kind of like took that loss last year from Cross County, and we have been building on that ever since.
Now, Cross County, of course, the other side of the bracket against Burwell. You're saying, hey, it doesn't matter who we play. We want to win this game, obviously, first, but your kids would love another crack at Cross County after what happened last year, wouldn't they?
They would. They would. It's and, you know, and that's what you just said. We've been taking every game, game by game, and our kids really don't even look at our record, and they don't even, I mean, they just don't even pay attention to that. They're just looking at the game ahead, the week ahead, and we just prepare, and the kids are really good about that, and it's been really fun to coach them that way.
You coach the defense there at Tri-County, and you look at who you face regular season first before the playoffs. I tell you, that defense, Delva, was awesome. You mowed through the competition, shut out, giving up 6 points, giving up 20 points. And I'm sure at some of those games, you're putting some of your youngsters, maybe your freshmen and sophomores in late in the game, and maybe they might get scored upon. But your defense, I'm sure, has been solid this year.
They have, you know, and that's, I don't feel bad for our kids, but our stats are just a little skewed because we have been playing some pretty tough defense this year, and actually the regular season game against Weeping Water, the first time we played them, the second game of the year, that was the only game that our starters played three quarters.
Yeah, it's been a lot of games where it's been runaways, and I guess that's good. That's good for your future, for your JV kids, your youngsters. You get them a chance to play a lot of varsity minutes here. Get them ready for next year, don't you?
Yes. They've probably had more playing time than, and we've got a pretty big roster, so we've been getting a lot of freshmen in, JV. So we basically have got three different types of teams. We actually could fill out a freshman team, a JV team, and a varsity team. So it's been it's been different because we've never had those kind of numbers before, and it just, I can't remember having those kind of numbers when we were playing 11-man in C2. So it was a nice surprise to have that many kids come out as freshmen.
Now, when the brackets came out, you come out and you have Southern, and it's a forfeit. They can't field the team. I take it COVID-related. Did you think, oh, good Lord, is this a sign of, is this the way the playoffs are going to be?
And that's, we did. I mean, that's, we've been thinking that, you know, and I'm sure, going through it as well, July, you know, we just didn't even know if we were going to have a season. And when they finally came out and said we were going to have a season, everybody was really stoked about it. And then we had a cancellation in the regular season with Freeman due to COVID. And you saw it throughout the state. I mean, you saw it every week, teams out due to COVID. And it really hit home, though, when it was our first round and they had to forfeit because of that. And I feel bad for Southern. I know the coach, and I know he wanted to play. And, you know, anytime you get into the playoffs, they really want to, the kids just really want to be a part of it. And so I felt bad for them. And then on our side, it was kind of different because everybody else is starting their playoff run, and we're sitting at home, you know, not knowing who we're going to play next. So,
But you had to come back with a couple of nice wins. Laurel Concord Coleridge 40-12, and just recently with a big win over Weeping Water at your place 44-20. That's the good thing is you've had a chance to play a couple of home games here in the earlier part of the playoffs, and you get the semifinals at your home place as well.
Correct. We had our first game in the second round was against Laurel, and it was kind of different because, you know, we were the one seed, but we had to travel for our first game in the playoffs, and went up there and played a really good team, and they had a dynamic offense with their running games, and, you know, it just was a lot of fun to go up there and really play them hard, and then come home the next week for a quarterfinal game against Weeping Water, and then to be able to host the semis. Tri-County in their history has never hosted a semifinal football game before, so the community and the school and the coaches and the kids, I mean, everybody's just really excited about this game.
Now, the Weeping Water game, was that game ever in doubt? You got off to a good start, and you won 44-28. Was it close at any time, like in the middle part of the game?
Oh, yeah. It was second quarter. Trying to think back here, I don't have the greatest memory of scores and stuff like that, but second quarter, I mean, it was a dogfight, and we got up on them 24-20 with about I'd say about a minute and 40 seconds left, and they got a long pass on a broken coverage play, and they could have gone in at halftime up on us, but we stopped them at the 3-yard line and held them out of the end zone. So we went into halftime feeling really good with that stop, and I think that might have been, you know, that the thing that changed the course of that game, because we just went into halftime with a lot of confidence after that goal line stop there with about 30 seconds before halftime. And actually, their last play ran the clock out for halftime, so it was a good defensive play. And like I said, I really think that gave us a really big boost of confidence going into the second half.
Well, you haven't been pushed too many times this year, so that, you know, maybe it was kind of good. Maybe as we're into the playoffs, getting deeper in the playoffs, said you got pushed just a little bit, huh?
We did, and that's, and we've been telling our kids that, like, this coming week, we got a really good team that we got to play against in Dundee County Stratton. You know, I grew up in McCook and Trenton area, so I kind of know those parts, and you know, they're just a really good team, and we've just been telling our boys, you just continue playing your game, and we've been working really hard at being physical. We've been working really hard to focus on each play, and I think the kids have really bought into that, and it's just really turned our team around from last year. I mean, it's kind of started last year, but we really hit the ground running at the beginning of the season from that loss, so it's been a good year.
And I'm sure you've watched a ton of game film over the weekend on this team that with DCS, a lot of speed that you guys will have to counter and match up with coming up on Friday.
Yes. Yes, they have a lot of speed. They, you know, it's no mystery. I mean, their quarterback and that running back, number 9 and 36, they are just fantastic players, and they got speed, and you can tell they got some physical parts to their run game as well. And it's just going to be a great matchup, I think, for us. And we really look forward to playing DCS at home.
Well, I'm sure, looking at your roster, too, I think you've got around 8 seniors, if I correct me if I'm wrong on that, about 8 seniors in this class. Is it a good number of kids? But, boy, the senior class wants to make things happen to win it and have a chance to play for a state championship on the 23rd would be huge, wouldn't it?
It would be. For as long as I've been coaching out here at Tri-County, this group of kids have really been thrown into the fire, these group of seniors, because our numbers were really down when they were freshmen. And there were 4 or 5 of them that had to play varsity level as a freshman. I mean, they were just thrown into the fire from the get-go. And they have really taken it upon themselves by doing everything right. And what I mean by that is they have created this teamwork philosophy in the weight room and that gets everybody involved, and they have just really transformed themselves from when they were freshmen to this year. And, you know, they, as a coach, you just couldn't be more proud just because they have put so much work into it. And then to see them reap the benefits of all that hard work is just, it just really makes you proud as a coach and and you hope that those younger kids can learn from it. And I think they are kind of buying into it a little bit, but you know, winning doesn't hurt either. I mean, when you win, everybody gets excited, and it really stokes up those younger kids as well.